Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Cookie Cast. Today on Cookie Cast, it's the Formula One podcast straight to the apex. We're into the third series. We're into the fifth episode. It's all ticking along nicely. Find out what's going to happen in the next race. Find out what happened in the last race. If you missed it, best place to get your Formula One information is right here. News, got it. Races, got it. Gossip, got it. Oh, I'm exhausted at the thought of just how much we've got right here for you. Anyway, before we start, please do consider like, share, subscribe, and comment. Leave reviews where you can leave reviews. Just get the podcast out there, people. It's a fantastic podcast, and everybody should know that. Right, strap yourselves in. Here we go. This is Cookie Cast, straight to the apex.
Hello. Welcome to Straight to the Apex, season 3, episode 734. Japan. My name is Tony, or T-Dog, and the race was Japan.
Hang on, when you said point. That, Japan, my name is T-Dog, was you telling Japan that your name is T-Dog, or?
I think I just had a bit of a mind fart and completely cocked up the start, but...
Yeah, also, what episode did you say it was?
537.
Well, he was right with 5.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm joined by Mark Wilkin and my stepbrother and my stepdad, James Stainthorpe, the Juice, known as the Juice for today for some reason.
So have I adopted Mark now as well?
No, he's a brother from another mother.
Brother from another mother.
I'm going to say, if I'm your stepdad and he's your stepbrother, then that means I'm Mark's dad.
Or are you my dad and Charlie's not my mum? Who knows?
I can have many stepbrothers, right?
This is like Jeremy Kyle all over again, isn't it?
It is. We've got the DNA test results right here, James. And in fact, you are my father.
Whoa.
I didn't know the end of it.
Wow. Star Wars all over again. Anyway, how are we doing, guys? James, I've heard you're not very well.
Oh, mate, the fact I have a voice at the moment, yeah.
Oh, what a poor boy. What about you, Mark?
Didn't think we'd be doing this.
Wow. And I've had it, and I feel a little bit better today, but it's not nice at all. Throat, head, yeah, the full shebang. What about you, Mark? Are you in 100% top tip condition?
I had this cold 2 weeks ago. I'm still getting over it, but no, I'm all right. I had it a few weeks ago. So, I mean, I'm not the super spreader. I ain't seen you guys. You can't get it off of Zoom. Well, maybe you can. No, I'm good. I am just currently watching Hull City on the telly and they're losing already. So I am a bit distracted today.
Am I right in thinking they delayed the kickoff?
Yeah, there was...
Is it true it was because of the traffic?
Yes. The railway lines were stuck down on Springbank, so they delayed it by 15 minutes. Welcome to Hull, everyone. Welcome to Hull.
We are
shit at traffic. We are shit at everything.
Well. That being said, let's get to the why we're here. And straight to the Apex F1 podcast. This week, we are reviewing Japan, the prestigious circuit that is. Lots of funny hats. Lots of cherry blossom. Buzzing corner, Yuki, and get ready, guys. I'm going to butcher the crap out these names. Yuki Tsunoda, home race, and Ayo Komatsu, the Haas boss. Any news to start us off before we get into it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
James has something. He's not looking up. James has something.
Wow. That's the finger says it all. Go on.
I may have received some correspondence from the FIA.
Oh.
Look how excited Mark is. He's like...
Wow. I'm assuming... The mic. Close to the camera.
Andy. Hi, Andy. Still working on it.
What has the FIA said? And what's happened? What's going on? I told Mark to be careful.
I got a recording, so hopefully you can hear this.
Hi, James. This is the FIA. I just thought ahead of the podcast this evening that the FIA should be in contact to inform of some breaches to the rules. Upon watching a proportion of last week's podcast, it appears that you have one member within the team that you have who does not respect the FIA and the penalties that the FIA can administer. They were warned of defamation the last time they decided to say, fuck the FIA, for example, and were warned that there will be a 1-point deduction if this occurs again. As a further warning to that said member, if they continue to disregard the penalties and sanctions the FIA can impose, they will have to endure a stop-and-go penalty, which means that this week, Mark Wilkin, you will not be able to pick your third driver. That will be picked by James. James can pick whoever he would like to, because...
Logan Sargeant.
Once we hear we love the FIA and the rules are respected, then you will be able to continue to select your third member in the predictions. If this does not continue, unfortunately, the stop-and-go penalties will be further applied to predictions. And any more defamation in tonight's podcast will result in 1-point deduction. Have a wonderful day.
Wow.
So,
I'm speechless.
My understanding is stop-and-go penalty, I get that bit, but that continues until you actually say, I love the FIA.
Yeah.
If
well,
you can't say that, this goes on every episode, I think.
Well, you best get used to me only picking one and two, because I ain't saying that. So. In fact, wow. I'm doubling down on what I said last week.
Wow.
Let's see if I don't have any picks. That'd be good. And anyway, carry on. Carry on, Tony.
Wow.
No. There's more.
Oh, there's more. Right, okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, so obviously, I then got a message just before recording saying, Anta said, what is the code as his phone has died? He may be eating and he's going to be late. 1-point deduction for Ant. So, hence my name, which might get me a little bit closer a private conversation with Andy. I've chosen to call myself the Juice this week because I think at the moment you could put a glove on my hand, it wouldn't fit, and I'd just be declared innocent anyway.
I mean, let's be honest, Tony, he's not going to do any wrong because he's the contact of the FIA, so I think we should sabotage this and just fuck it. Fuck him.
Well, whoa. I have been a very good boy throughout this podcast. You don't get to pick your third driver. I get fucking deducted 1 point. What the fuck's all that about? Yeah. Fucking hell, Sullivan's writing all this right now. Fucking hell.
I know, biasness. Anyway, carry on. Is that it? Is that the sanctions over with, James?
Oh, I hope so.
Right. For now. For now.
Well, let's move on swiftly. Should we get stuck in? Well, the only bit of news I've got is Toto can't deny any rumours about Sebastian Vettel. And they've had talks. So,
well, randomly, did you hear Sebastian Vettel on the Chris Miles show?
No.
He was talking about an energy drink that revitalizes his energy. It wasn't Red Bull. And it wasn't Monster either.
It was Tyson Fury juice.
No fucking
hell. It was James Stainforth bringing out the juice.
Well, James can't do no wrong at the minute, let's be honest. So he was talking about an energy drink, and Chris Miles obviously put it to him that he's an F1 fan and will he be driving for Mercedes? And I'm gonna say he wasn't that convincing. I'm not sure if he'll come back.
You think he was? It's just like flirting with it, everyone's talking about it. Like, ooh, let's play them at their own game. Like,
yeah. I do. I don't think Sebastian is probably interested in coming back. He said he's a bit bored and he misses it. But don't all drivers? What was the reason he retired? Spend more time with his kids. Have they really pissed him off that much after a year? Probably. But yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking about joining the F1 because of John.
And Toto.
Toto. Mate.
I'm available.
I'm not sure. I mean, Sainz made a comment that he hopes to get his future sorted soon. Perez said he will know within a month if he's got a drive next year. I honestly think everything's been sorted behind the scenes. I mean, Ricciardo's not doing himself any favours about getting the Red Bull drive. That's possibly gone for him now. I can see Red Bull maybe extending Perez. Let's be honest, Perez has done okay the last few weeks. But the fact that he was so sure that I will know in a month where my future is tells me that he already knows where his future is.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I saw an interview with Will Buxton on the F1 channel. He says there's a lot going on behind the scenes that they can't talk about regarding contracts and who's going where. And that makes me think, well, what's actually happening in the races? What's happening? How are drivers coming across on the camera? Are they happy? Are they sad? Are they motivated? Are they not? So you make really good points there. Daniel Ricciardo absolutely is crap. Is crap. Is it time? There's calls for him. Is it for him to call time now? Is it because he's not getting a seat where he wants? Is that why he's gone a bit down on the performances?
Maybe? I don't know. Is the guy got a seat?
Mm. Yeah. He almost drove his way out of it. Like, he was pretty much nailed on to be Red Bull number two, and he's drove himself out of it.
Absolutely. I mean, in the first race, granted, it was a bit touch and go, you know, between him and Yuki, and, you know, the comments was passed and stuff like that. But I'm not being funny, mate, but he's outperformed you every race since.
And
good. Go on, man.
Well, I was going to say, the chief, obviously, of Red Bull, Helmut Marko, doesn't rate Tsunoda. And the fact that Ricciardo is getting beat by Tsunoda, probably he thinks, well, I can't put Ricciardo. He's probably, I want to, but I can't put Ricciardo in that seat. He can't. Because then you're bypassing Tsunoda. But what about if Sainz went to Red Bull for a year?
Oh,
I don't, because I've heard where another prospect possible move for Sainz, and could he join Fernando Alonso and become the Spanish super team, and Lance dips out for a year and does whatever he wants to do? And then comes back.
They talked about this on Will Buxton does a Formula One podcast for the BBC. Obviously, we're a better podcast about Formula One.
Was it Coulthard?
No, it wasn't Coulthard. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Coulthard. It was Jenny Gow and Will Buxton and a few and Julian Palmer, and they did mention that actually. But I mean, right? Let's look at it this way. Lance Stroll is a bit of a crybaby at the minute. He's gone into his, this car's not right, me.
What's going on with the car? Not fast, yes, because it's not.
Because you're shit. But Lawrence bought that team and invested in Aston Martin solely to get his son a world championship. Is he, as a father, going to say to his son, you ain't good enough, I'm bringing Carlos Sainz in?
No, I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to say, look, son, have a break. Do what you want for a year. Come back. Rest up. Let's go for it. But then he's been doing it a long time now.
But then that undermines himself that Lawrence Stroll has said in all his interviews, I want to be a world champion with this team. If you say to your son, go do Aston Martin Endurance for a year, let's be honest, Lance Stroll is not going to go to Endurance and win it. Is he?
No.
So then how can he bring him back to F1 with a mantra of, I want to be the best team in the world, basically? He can't.
Because his dad owns the team. He'll just bring him back.
If you worked there, you'd just be like, right, so we're busting a gut and building the best car. We're trying to design the best car. And you've brought your son back, who was absolutely terrible. I ain't even trying. What's the point? You've got to motivate your team as the leader, and that is not motivating your team.
I know what you're saying, but his dad owns the team. He can do one.
I know. But it's,
I don't <job, Lord. laughs> control.
To me. Yeah, I've heard that he might go to Endurance for a year and race in Aston Martin, but like I say, he ain't going to win that. So equally, Lawrence is going to look stupid because he sent his son, the F1 driver, to another championship to win it, and he can't even win that.
But I don't think...
Do we think he's an actual talented driver, hand on heart? Do you think anything he does, he's actually quite good at that? Because I don't think he's got anything.
I think he is talented because he's in the F1 and he's got the racing pedigree from the very beginning. But I'm sorry, I this might come across as quite harsh, but when your dad's as rich as Lawrence, he can do anything. For example, James and your wife, Charlie, you're millionaires, right? And you want John to be an F1. So just get him in a go-kart now, like full-on throw as much money to get him in go-karting. He's going to get better, isn't he? It's like the 10,000 hours rule. Like, the more you do something, the better you get. And then you've got the money to get the right people in to then teach, lecture, mentor, better parts, better car, better engineering, better team. I own the team. Like, it's always... So I just think naturally, I think he's always been trained to... But I think training and hard work can only get you so far. And in answer to your question, there's a lot more talented drivers on the grid. For example, a Lewis Hamilton, a Max Verstappen.
Liam Lawson.
Like, I think if you gave the amount of money that this gentleman has had to other drivers or other people, I think they'd be in F1.
Lawrence has basically bought Lance Stroll's career. He has funded him. He's possibly put money into smaller teams to get him through the lesser categories. Yeah. It's like if Lance Stroll come out and said, right, Dad, I don't want to be an F1 driver anymore. I want to be a footballer. So Lauren says, okay, I'll go buy a football team. Lauren then puts him in the team and he misses chance after chance after chance after chance, never scores a goal. People are then going to say, Lauren Stroll is not investing in anything we do because he's going to bring his son and make us shit. Isn't he?
But Lauren Stroll is... He is the team. He's bankrolling the team.
If he keeps bankrolling a dud, he's going to run out of money. He's got to.
To be honest with you, he will. So I was going to say, look, granted, we make a lot of jokes about Lance, but at the end of the day, the guy drives good enough to be able to get a super license. But then, going back to what you said as well, I mean, granted, it's the same just for anyone. Anyone who wants their kids to be an F1 driver, they've got to start with a go-kart and they've got to work their way up. I mean, most F1 drivers probably been driving go-karts since about the age of 4 or 5.
Mm.
But it's like you just said, Mark. When he was in the lower leagues, he was working, you know, if he wasn't doing well, then, you know, Lawrence would just suddenly invest in that company. And he genuinely is the old school management guy of, if there's a problem, just throw money at it and it'll work.
Yeah.
And it's got him where he wants to be, but I'm sorry, Lance. You've got to do the rest now, mate.
Yeah, 100%.
Lawrence Stroll didn't own an F1 team, would Lance Stroll be driving an F1?
Nope, it wouldn't be anywhere near.
Well, there you go. I think that answers.
Anyway.
Pardon?
Why are the other teams? Give them shit engines.
Yeah. Simple.
Maybe. Well, Lawrence. Did you hear that?
I own F1
genius struggling.
Going to have a Saab engine. Barring us.
You're all going to have 100 brake horsepower engines, and we're going to have a 280 brake horsepower engine in our car. And guess what?
Oh, and you've got to drive in flip flops.
And Lance Stroll still probably crash and lose.
Yeah.
It probably would. It probably would. But anyway, that's another subject. I haven't got anything else news-wise. That was... I literally wrote no news.
Lewis Hamilton walked out of a press conference.
Did he?
Wow.
Apparently, a journalist asked him if he was jealous about how well Ferrari was performing in comparison to him. So he turned around to the journalist and he went, seriously, is that all you guys have got to ask me? You want to ask me questions about Ferrari? And he just got up and left. And you know what? I don't blame him.
He drives for Mercedes. But this is why announcing you're leaving at the end of the season to go to Ferrari is ridiculous. Why? Because let's be honest, that's the only question they're going to ask him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, Mark and me have already jumped on the bandwagon. The tracksuit, it's all been ordered.
Exactly. But if you was a journalist, I mean, what can you say about Mercedes? You can't. So you talk about the future and Ferrari, and like I say, Ferrari are doing well. So why wouldn't you say, well, do you wish you was in the Ferrari this year? I get why he walked out, but unfortunately, because you've made the announcement when you did, you're gonna get that all season.
Correct. And I think this is F1 in the 21st century. It's a bit more of a soap opera.
Yep.
Than about the racing.
Yep.
But
absolutely.
Yeah. Right then.
Well, can we also discuss Williams?
Well, that ties into my very first point, to be honest, James. Practice. Oh, another at Williams practice, FP1, 2, 3, and a Williams crashes again. And it happens to be, oh, surprise, Logan Sargeant.
Yeah.
Williams haven't got the most money. They're a pretty small team. They're going to fucking come into some serious trouble in this season if this shit keeps happening.
But you know which chassis they gave him, don't you?
Yeah. The repaired one.
Yeah.
That's shite. That is bad.
What, they gave him the shitty Albon one?
Yeah. So Albon crashed and broke his car. They gave him Logan's and said to Logan, you can't play this weekend. You're grounded.
Yep. Sit down.
Then he comes to the next weekend and they go, right, Logan, give Albon your nice toy. You can have the shitty one that we've wrapped up with some Elastoplast.
So it was heavier due to the welding. It was damaged. The car didn't handle as good. You 100% right. That, to me, you made him sit out. We discussed that last week. Totally get why.
Well,
at least give him his own chassis back.
Yeah.
Problems.
And it didn't matter anyway, because then 2 days later, Albon went and fucking ploughed it into a wall anyway.
Karma.
Well, yeah. Karma. Yeah, to be fair, yes. And now they've got two damaged chassis.
He's like, well, we're all fucked now. Yeah.
I'll have the lighter one, please. Put them both on the scales.
Karma. Wow. Yeah, I don't really know what's happening there. I mean, we're in a sticky situation. They're in a real sticky situation. And I don't really know how they're going to get out of it. I mean, Logan just keeps crashing the car. So what? Do they get rid of him? Put somebody else in?
Well, you say Logan does, but like James just said, Albon keeps crashing the car as well.
He had the fucking opportunity to crash it.
Yeah.
So is this James Vowles' his issue then? Is it? There's a book trying to land with him and the changes that he's made? Because they're really backfiring at the minute.
Well, they knew this would happen. They said it's short-term pain, long-term gain. They knew that there'd be a supply issue. They knew that they wouldn't have a fair chassis until, is it another two races' time?
Mm-hmm.
I think. He said, at the end of the day, it's like buying a company that was stuck in the 70s. They've not progressed, like, technology-wise. The systems are back from the 70s. You're always going to have this transitional period. And they have. So I think James Vowles is a clever enough guy to know what he's doing. It's just, they've got two drivers that bin it.
Yeah. And I still, some of the interviews that guy gives, fucking hell. Jesus, he can speak very well. Very, very well.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, should we jump straight into qualifying?
Mm-hmm.
Anything from Q1?
I've got 1 point. Oh,
go on, hit me.
Russell getting released into the path of Piastri.
Yeah.
Pit lane and the shenanigans that were going on in the pit lane again. I actually like, and I'm liking more and more, Oscar Piastri, because he doesn't make a fuss on the radio. Doesn't moan and groan and say, oh, I nearly crashed. He just said, yeah, Russell got released in front of me there, mate. And it's like, yep. He's not a bitch. He don't whine.
It's coming across very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
Very typical laid-back Australian. And I think that he's doing all right.
I think the Weber influence as well has really helped him. Because he was a pretty chilled guy as well.
Yeah. Well, they all are, aren't they? All Aussies are, to be fair.
So it was 16th to 20th, Stroll, Gasly, Magnussen, Sargeant, Joe. Them Alpines are absolutely shocking, because Q2, we had Ricciardo 11, Hülkenberg, Bottas, Albon, Ocon. So if you think, well, Williams are in a bit of a shit situation, Alpine are struggling as well.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we got Tsunoda, 10th, Russell, 9th, what was that, in 8th, Alonso, 7th, Leclerc, 6th, Hamilton, 5th, Piastri, 4th, Sainz, 3rd, Norris, 2nd, Perez, 1st, Max.
I mean, Ricciardo missed out by 0.something of a second, so it was close between him and Tsunoda. But yeah, usual suspects up there again.
Usual suspects, Max and Perez, absolutely smashing out of the park. But yeah, should we jump straight into the race? Yeah. How long have we got left?
We've got just under 10 minutes.
Wow, we're flying.
It's flying.
A bit like the red flag in the first lap. Ricardo and
Albon. Nice segue there. Nice.
Was that planned?
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to post this week, because he had that joke in his back locker.
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, I have had that written down. Jesus. I've waited about how long? Half an hour? I feel so good getting that off my chest. It's amazing. And I'm glad it came off like it did. But if you like that, comment down below. Look at hell, guys. Come on, a bit of fucking enthusiasm. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm watching Ricardo. Football. We're 1-1 now.
Oh, wow.
So I was listening to you brag about one line, and I think at one point my eyes may have glazed over.
Wow, steady there. It's a good job we can only see your face and not your because you always wear nothing below the waist, don't you, for the podcast?
You know it.
Oh, right, okay.
That's fine. No! Oh, dear. Anyway, yeah.
Red Andy, have you got a blaring machine ready as well as a
I told him to take the good medicine, and it sounds like he has. So you're going to get better real soon.
Well, he could say three words, and he wouldn't get any point deduction from the FIA, would he? So
look at him. Steady.
Oh, come on, mate.
Wait a minute. Wait, he threw me off of the FIA. You've got to be.
Sorry,
red flag. For the fifth time, and Ricardo and Albon, red flag. Whose fault? Anybody's fault? Racing incident?
Racing.
Cool. Like
you've got three cars going into one. Don't go. Ricardo was looking to the left, went to the right, and Albon was there.
I don't think it mattered which way he looked. I think it was both pretty much in his blind spots.
Yeah.
So, after that ordeal, we restarted. I've just got Joe straight away out on the 13th. And then Lewis saying, shall I let George by? Which was a little strange, but oh well.
He had damage.
And by the sixth,
Lewis said he got some damage with Leclerc in the first couple of corners. So he just had the car handled like a sack of shit.
Well, and then I think I've got lap 16. Max is already 17 seconds in front. Norris overtake was probably the overtake of the race, maybe, on turn one. I think it was on Lewis.
Yeah.
Round the outside.
Was very good.
Then we had Norris on Russell. And then lap 42, we had another crash, Sergeant crash. So the Williams bowed out, but they got it going again, did he? I think he did.
Yeah,
he broke all FIA, DVLA,
FIA.
He reversed into a main road, which was a bit crazy on the exit of a corner as well.
Well, it's not like Sargent to be safe and drive safe, is it?
Well.
To be fair, he stopped going into the wall. He slammed on and I mean, how many drivers have we seen reverse off the stones and the gravel? So he's not the first one. He won't be the last.
And then I've got Sainz powered through lap 44. And then Russell on Piastri at the end.
Yeah, very clever Alonso again.
I was going to say, we've got to discuss Alonso there.
Yeah. Keeping Piastri in the 1 second.
He knows.
But even the commentators, I think it was Brundle, won it, going, it's just incredible how Piastri is able to catch up on Alonso so quickly just to get in the DRS. So we're like, yeah, we know, mate.
Yeah. Fernando's playing the game. I mean, Merck went, obviously after the red flag, Merck went onto a strategy of hard and hard. where everyone else was kind of like mediums. And I think it was Bernie Collins said, Merck have pulled a masterstroke here. Like, this is going to be one less pit stop, and it's going to get them, they're going to gain like 23 seconds. It's absolute class. And then Lewis comes on the radio 8 laps later and says, oh, my front tire's dead. And then after the race, he said, oh, the hards were the worst tire I've ever driven on. It's like, I mean, come on. Like, are you talking to your drivers? Like, which tires suit our car? Not the hard. Right, we're going on the hards. What? Yeah. I think they have
lost all care. I think. I don't know if he'll stay there for the rest of the season. He will, but it's going to be. You thought last season was bad. You thought the season before that was bad. Fucking hell! Strap yourself in.
He's fully checked out, but he's just running his course, isn't he?
Yeah, he must know what's going on in the factory. The fact that there's no correlation between the simulator and the car. And I'll be honest, I know they've lost a lot of talent, Mercedes, because like we've said before, that's what happens when you're a winning team. You lose all your main talent.
Mm.
But I don't think anyone that's left has really got to grips with ground effect cars, because obviously it's the absolute polar opposite in aerodynamics. You, instead of pushing the car down from the top, you're sucking the car down from the bottom. It's a totally different concept. It's like going to work tomorrow and you're an expert in the program you use, and they've got this newfangled program that is the polar opposite, and you're like, I don't know what's going on. See, we bash them, but we can't really bash them too much, because ground effect cars are Adrian Newey's wheelhouse. That's what the way when he started designing, he had to adapt to the other cars. And let's be honest, Red Bull had quite a few years where there was nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep,
that's the genius of Newey. He did get some of them cars right. And now they've gone back to ground effect. He's absolutely in his element. He could probably design one in his sleep.
Ferrari engineer
2025. Forza Ferrari. Ciao Bella.
Well, Max wins again. What was that? How many minutes we got left?
2.
Max wins 3rd year in a row. Perez 2nd, Sainz 3rd, Leclerc 4th, Norris 5th, Alonso 6th. 7th, Russell Bussell. 8th, Piastri. 9th, Hamilton. 10th, Tsunoda. Tsunoda got a point. Everyone went batshit crazy. It's like he's won the fucking title. Yeah. I mean, anything else to add, guys?
Yeah, I think you've covered everything there.
I think it was a pretty standard, steady race. Crash on lap 1. First time this season. It was the first time in history that we've had 4 consecutive 1-2s.
Wow.
Max Perez. Sainz, Leclerc, Max Perez.
Wow. History in the making.
Just drop that mic there.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go for a break and finish it off after. There is a quiz.
Good. As long as it's a quick one, because I've missed both of Hull City's goals. They're now winning 2-1. And I've literally watched a celebration on the telly. But
right then. Well, yeah. So you can see the replay. Let's end it there. We'll see you on the other side.
Hey, you. Yeah, you that's listening right now. Thanks very much for tuning into this episode of Straight to the Apex, the Formula One podcast from CookieCast. If you're enjoying this episode, why not like, share and subscribe? Whilst you're there, feel free to check out some of the other podcasts that CookieCast has to offer. If you like football, we've got a football podcast. NFL more your thing? Then the List Is Out podcast is for you. Maybe even a little bit of the wrestling? Just look for the Getting Over podcast on CookieCast. Maybe you want to listen to Andy's Darkest Timeline. it's there too. So, the F1 boys have probably got themselves a drink. It's time to get back to the action.
Hello, and welcome back to Straight to the Apex, Season 3, Part 2 of Episode 5.
God, that was painful.
Sorry, I'm a bit under the weather, so my throat's a bit, you know what I mean.
Nothing to do with anyway. The food that was in there, right, okay.
No, no, there's no food in my mouth. No, nothing. Nothing. No, there's no meat in my mouth. Anyway, Mark, what was the goal? Please, let us know.
It was half-time, it was 2-1.
Okay. But what about the goal?
Well, I didn't see it's on the red button, so it doesn't do replays. I've just found out. So, yeah, literally saw Hull City celebrate twice.
Oh. Wow.
BBC. Good old Sky Sports.
Oh, Sky Sports. Well, fucking great. Yeah. Quality.
You can watch any football game you want. Oh, you want to watch the replay? Oh, yeah, that's going to cost you extra.
Yeah. Sorry, you're not the main game. Can't watch replays. Oh.
Well.
Oh. Anyway.
Any more news from the Japan GP? It's gone for another year. At least it was sunny. At least it was sunny.
And the cherry blossoms were nice. I mean, they mentioned that about 50 million times.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah. Anything to add, James?
Cherry blossoms were nice.
I don't think I saw them.
No, they barely mentioned them, which you know it was nice.
Lovely cherry blossom season.
Well, on that bombshell, let's leave. Well, let's finish off Japan then and find out what the predictions were and what the results were. Over to you.
So, predictions. Well, for Japan anyway. Mark, you had Max Leclerc Sainz. Started off with 6 points, got 3 points from Max and another with Sainz. So, you've got 10 points now. I went Max Sainz Leclerc, starting off with 10. So, I only got 3 points from Max, so I'm on 13. Tony may have got all three drivers. But it doesn't matter anyway, because the FIA thought, fuck you, bitch, and took a point off him anyway.
Yeah.
So, Tony did have a lead. He doesn't anymore. He is now on 13 points, same as me. The girls, Charlie, don't really know why I even discussed it, really. She's my wife, I love her and all that kind of stuff. But for fuck's sake, pick Max, stop being awkward. She went Sainz, Leclerc, Norris, she got nil point. She still has 2 points, and I think she got them 2 points because she was lucky. Beth had 3 points. She went Max, Leclerc, Sainz, giving her another 4. So she is now on 7 points.
Wow.
That is the current standings.
Wow.
Wow. So incredible. Well, the next race is China. We are back in China and Shanghai. We haven't been here for a while. Keeps getting cancelled and put back. I think it was 2019. But it's a pretty huge track. Not really steeped in history, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's prestigious. It's not prestigious. It's just a good track.
I was hoping to visit said track when I go to Shanghai in October, but it's so far away, I won't be able to.
I mean, China's a big place.
Yeah, and Shanghai is very big.
I mean, they built a wall there.
They did build it. It's almost not just a wall. It's a great wall.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know they built their own wall?
It's prestigious. Now as walls go,
it's prestigious.
You've got the Berlin Wall, no longer there, and the Great Wall of China. Prestigious walls. Adrian's Wall. Yeah. Adrian's Wall. That's also a prestigious wall.
Not as big as China's, though.
No, that's the Great Wall.
No.
Great Wall.
Everybody knows size matters. Everybody knows size matters. So, yeah, China's might win there. Anyway, it's a sprint weekend. And it's the new format, guys. It's the new format. Yes. Mark. I fucking love your enthusiasm, Mark. It's fucking amazing.
What's the new format, Tony?
We have practice followed by the sprint qualifying. Then the next day we have the sprint. And after that, then we have the qualifying for the race. And then on the Sunday, we have the race. I think this is the better format.
Say this again. So Friday, we have practice one and sprint quali.
Yes.
On Saturday, we have sprint race and then quali for Sunday.
Yes.
And then Sunday, we have the race.
Yes.
And what did we have last year?
Who cares? This is better.
Right. Okay.
What do you think it's better? Can you remember what it was like last year?
I can't stand sprint weekends. I think this was you. It's just too old. I mean, granted, I don't work a Friday. It doesn't really matter to me. There's no enthusiasm to watch it all.
This is China. We haven't been here for a while.
It's not prestigious enough.
It's not prestigious.
We mention this every year, because when they first said, we're going to do these sprint races, like, oh, this sounds pretty cool. Oh, it's really exciting. And it was. And then it was just like, yeah, we're going to change it. And then it wasn't exciting anymore. And we didn't bother watching the sprints because fuck all really happens. There's no real strategy to it. It's just that kind of wherever you start the race, you're pretty much probably going to finish it like that.
Unfortunately, I still watch it all, even though it pains me, because I am that person that I have to watch it all. I can't miss a session. But it is hard work, isn't it? We've said, it's awful.
Well, I mean, they've resurfaced the track, which is worries that it could lead to poor grip.
Oh, well.
There's open sewers in Shanghai. Could that be a problem?
What, is that part of the, they've got to go around them or jump over them or...?
No, I don't think it's anything to do with the actual track. I think it's just...
Is it the first Mario Kart level? Is that what you're saying? They've got to... Maybe. Got a ramp now?
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. Sure. I don't think there's much else to say about China. We'll have to wait and see. It's been a while. Because it's new-ish, I'm quite interested. I'm quite pumped for it. So therefore, my picks...
We're going straight into them.
But me? Let me get my pad back.
Your picks are as follows.
Max to win.
Shock.
Perez second.
Shock.
And third, I'm not too sure.
Wow. Jump smash.
It was such a strong start, wasn't it? Such a strong start.
I'm going to go Lando Norris. Who wants to go next?
Amazing.
I mean, James, do you want to go next? Do you want to go next, James?
Oh, you can't read that anyway. So I've already written mine. So I've got Max for the win. Shock.
Oh, wow.
Perez second.
Wow.
I was very tempted with Norris as well because McLaren are a bit faster. There's a lot of straights. There's a hell of a lot of straights. But I've gone with Sainz.
He's gone with Sainz. Smooth operator.
Yeah, Norris.
No team next year. But he's driving out of his skin right now.
Uh-huh.
He's doing it up.
Mark, I mean,
I've only got two picks because I will not utter the words.
The mind boggles here.
I will not utter the words. I love the FIA. I don't agree with their penalties or rules. So I'm going to go Max for the win. And because I can't pick third, I'm going to go Norris second. And then James gets to pick my third. And I'm probably going to get nil points there.
Why would you do that?
What?
Maybe the host should be. Who gets to pick? Did the FIA specify?
The FIA said James, the golden child of the FIA, is allowed to pick.
But why would you go Norris?
Why would I go Norris? No. Because if I go Perez, I'm only going to get the same points as you. So I have to mix it up as I've only got two picks.
And I mean, it kind of makes an absolute fucking mockery of the actual,
exactly
the whole exactly. premise of it. If we all pick the same every week,
yeah,
then
I'm gonna.
I mean, it's hard. It is hard when there's an out and out team winning, but
I'm gonna have to be creative with pick one and two. I have to be because I ain't kind of takes the fun out of it.
But I mean. Just because I've got to pick your third doesn't mean I'm... I mean, don't get me wrong, I could be an absolute dick and go Grosjean. Something like that.
It's got to be a current driver, surely. Yeah,
surely.
I mean, I haven't got it in me.
And, oh, aren't you nice?
Oh, my God.
You know what? And now that I've written it, it looks doesn't look bad.
Okay.
Albon.
Piastri. Russell. Perez. James.
What a dickhead.
I've always James. Said you are my favourite co-host. And I wish Max. I wish you was the FIA because you are far better than the FIA, James.
I think I almost went without myself. I think at first I had like Perez third, but I think I was going to put Sainz second, but...
Wow.
Yeah,
I can do that. Well, I mean, to be honest, this will add absolute huge comic value because Mark can't get 7 points, but James can. So James picked and got to stop the 7 points for him, so... I mean, that would be amazing. What a turnaround.
Yeah.
Wow. They're the picks. I don't know anybody else's picks. They've not sent it to me. Let me just send a message and then I'll give you some...
Have you got Charlie's?
I've got Charlie's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to discuss it. So it's your Guan Yu for the win.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, you heard. Zhou Guan Yu
for the win.
She won't say Max.
Well, I know, but come on, this is the other end of the scale, right? Hey,
it took minutes to do these predictions, and I just looked and I went, "Why is it so difficult to be difficult?" It's just
Yeah. I dare even ask what second compared are. I really can't.
It's just never going to see a match.
If there's a Williams driver in this, I think you should be banned because you're taking the piss.
So, Joe Guanyu for the win. Perez second. Sainz third.
No, thank the Lord.
Them two are back. Yeah, them two. Yeah, they're on point.
You've brought me back.
It's an easy points.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, should we have a little quiz?
Well, I mean, all I'm going to say is, and I don't think I should be penalised for this factual statement, the FIA know what time we podcast, what day, and we want predictions off her, and she's late with her predictions. You were Dr. Point for being 2 minutes late onto this podcast. All I'm saying is, you reap what you sow. Who's FIA in the FIA? Because really, this is the week number two. She's been late now. So does she get a warning? I'm just going to put a question mark there. I'm not portraying anything bad. Just stating fact.
This is so cool.
She's just sent it through to me now.
Okay. Late, but at least you've got it. Right, okay.
She's just rang Domino's. just to have a go at somebody there, just to
Mark keeps going, he might get the Domino's treatment. So
I'm hoping
Max to win, Carlos second, and Lando third. So yeah, interesting.
Good picks, late but good picks.
All I can say is right now, and I'm gonna be real bold here. I'm going to bring the camera in. She ain't fucking beating me this season. That's all I'm saying right now. I know she's behind me right now, but she ain't fucking beating me. And if it's going to start like this, taking a point off me for eating and being late, then no worry. You might win the battle, but the war will be all my glory. Thank you.
Excellent.
I feel like right now on YouTube, it should just suddenly fade to black and then we just get like a black and white picture of Tony up and it just says like, what is it, 1987 to 2024, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And playing in the background.
Should have just ended it then, literally. Like, say, turned in black and white and just ended the podcast there and then, never to be seen again. Done. I mean,
the room is filling with smoke as I speak. I don't know what's going on.
Well, that might be from rage from Beth's ears.
Maybe. I mean.
Anyway.
Oh, I don't know if I regret that now. Anyway. quick quiz, 6-5 questions. So there's going to be a winner here.
6 and 5 questions.
There's 5 questions. Fastest first with the answer gets the point. It's all on China. So first question. When was the first race? Year.
In China. Mark. 1997.
Okay. So, Tony, you're now Googling it straight away to find out, Tony. It's like, shit, I wrote the questions, I didn't get the answers.
I've got an answer down, but then I'm just trying to double check it so I don't get fucked up.
Wait, let's be honest, it's going to be wrong.
It's not the number I've got.
Oh, well, there we are then. Right, okay.
Oh, the number I have is correct. So, James, do you want to? I mean, it's not what Max said.
I've got the 90s in my head as well. I'm going to go 94.
Incorrect. It was 2004.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
This one's an easy one. Or it might be difficult, actually. Where is the track in China?
Mark. James.
Mark.
Shanghai.
The fuck? That is,
that's correct. That's correct.
I genuinely said my own name before him. Is my mic on?
No, you didn't. He was just, it was lag, just after
it,
me.
It was the lag there, I think, James.
Yeah, he was just after
it
me.
It was the lag.
Yeah.
There's a lag.
Fucking K-Com.
Fuck the K-Com.
Fuck the K-Com.
You tell Mike from Branzo, just fuck everyone. Fuck,
yeah,
K-Com, fuck the FIA, fuck everything, fuck China. Fuck F1.
Yep, everything.
Just fuck Williams. Fuck Red Bull.
Traffic.
Fuck Hull City. Fuck Sky. Fuck the red button.
Exactly.
What was the question?
I'm not going anywhere. Don't. Stop it. Right, next question. Who holds the record lap time?
James. I'm going to go Kimi Raikkonen.
That's incorrect.
Shit. Fuck him. Fuck Kimi Raikkonen.
I'm going to say Sebastian Vettel.
That's incorrect. It's Michael Schumacher. It's Michael Schumacher. Sorry, I could have let you go then.
Right.
Who won the first race?
What year was it?
2004. Wow.
Mark
Wilkin.
Fernando Alonso.
That's incorrect.
No, I won't. . 2004, James, think of the grid.
You've I know.
19 plus drivers to have a guess at, because I haven't got the foggiest.
No, I ain't anymore.
Alonso did win it the following year.
Well, thanks for that. That'll clearly get me a point in this quiz.
It's just for future knowledge.
Oh, well. I'll remember. Is that the next question by any chance?
It's not the next question. I know I've got a great track record, but it's not.
Fuck it, I'm going to go Schumacher.
No, it wasn't. It was his co-driver.
Rubens Barrichello?
Yes.
Wow. He was allowed to win one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible. I'm trying to find where Michael came. No, I can't find him. I'm not going to waste anybody else's time.
Yeah.
So last question now. I think Mark's won. I've got a feeling Mark's won already.
We've got one more question.
There's 2 points available here.
Right.
Okay, so you're ready. Who won the last time the race was in China?
James. No, James didn't win the last race, but...
I'm sorry, James, that's incorrect. You didn't win the race. You were not an F1 driver.
You've done a lot of things, James, but you didn't win the race in China.
Mark, who won in 2000 and whenever?
Let James, let's be fair, because he was fair with me with the Perez thing. James, what is your answer? See how nice I was there, because I reciprocated James's niceness.
That was very nice of you, man.
It was. very good. Tell him to go fuck himself. I just said,
Bossy. Well done. Well done.
2019. Rosberg.
No, it wasn't. Who was it, Mark?
2019. Hamilton. Gotta be.
Yes, of course it was. Of course it was, because you're an F1 fan. Fucking God knows where James was in 2019.
To be fair, Mike, if I'd have got in there first, I would have said Rosberg.
I mean,
but
it was both Mercedes.
Yep, they dominated. Oh well, I got 3 points.
Were they both Mercedes?
Lewis was McLaren. Wasn't they? No, not in 2019. No, they were both Mercedes.
And Bottas was Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton was Mercedes.
What was Rosberg in then in 2019?
Rosberg.
He won his championship.
Oh, of course he wasn't. Yeah, he retired, didn't he? Wow.
I was thinking it was 2019 he did that. That's why I went Rosberg.
Yeah, I'd have said Rosberg as well, to be fair.
Oh, you know what? Fuck you. Not you two. Rosberg. Fuck you, Rosberg.
I bet Rosberg won 2018. And we'll probably have to remember that for Tony's next quiz.
He didn't win in 2018. He didn't win in 2018. I'll give a maximum of 2 points for whoever can get this right. Matt, Barry, Matt, you're 3-0 at the minute.
Okay.
Pride. Any ounce of pride left in you, James? Can you tell me who won in 2018? Don't fucking Google, you son of a bitch. I saw you looking down. Yeah, thank you.
Mark, I'm going to have a guess first.
Go on then.
Was it Hamilton?
No. Oh. No, it wasn't. It wasn't the one. But he did win the year before that.
Oh, did I? All right, okay. Go on, James. You can make it a respectable 3-2.
Vettel.
No.
Was it Massa?
No.
Yeah, but he's going to sue for it, though, now. Because he didn't win China in 2018. He's going to sue.
Yeah. He should have won it, even though we probably weren't racing then. But he should have won it, so he's suing. Who won it? Who won it in 2018?
Do you want another few guesses, or...?
Is that because you're shit and you still haven't got the answer up as well?
I've got it right now. I've got the answer.
Go on. Put that on misery.
It was Daniel Ricciardo.
Wow. So he can win a race.
Yeah.
He can win a race.
Yeah.
7 years ago.
Well, the winner of that, overwhelmingly, was Mark Wilkins. So congratulations.
Thank you. Do I get any points on the predictions for that?
I'm afraid you get absolutely fuck all.
Just pride.
Just I hope it put a smile on your face. So that's more than enough. That's more than enough. But you'll be happy for the next 5 minutes at least.
Probably, yeah.
Anything else to give me, guys? Anything else you want to share about China? No. Has anybody want to go?
I don't want to go, but I am going.
Why?
Not to the Grand Prix, but I am going to Shanghai in China this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Go steady.
And on that note, Middlesbrough just scored. It's now 2-2. Damn it.
Oh, shit.
That smile has gone.
Before, man.
I was going to say, China. I don't know, it's one of them races that kind of passes you by. One of them tracks that don't seem to... There's not one race that I think, oh, that was a good Chinese Grand Prix. I can't seem to remember one that sticks out, really.
No. What do you think of most Asian Grand Prix? You automatically go to Singapore.
Yeah. Mm. But because it's been so long, I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a good one. And there's a lot of unknown variables, a lot of different things happening. So even though it's been there before, could spring up a few surprises.
Well, like you say, it's the first sprint race of the season as well, so that's, I'd say, something to look forward to, but it's something different. Let's see how many crashes Williams can get in a weekend and what they do if they break two chassis and they've got more sessions to do.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to find out this weekend. And the total number of crashes they can have is two.
Yeah. Yep. And then they've run out of chassis and it's just weld repairs. That's all that's left.
Just welds. That's just
welds, yeah. Well, I mean, they might as well make it out of wood or straw or plastic, because having an actual metal chassis is no good for them, the carbon fibre or whatever it's made out of. I mean, if it is carbon fibre, that's strong stuff, and they're breaking it left, right and centre. So...
Oh, dear. Well, after China, guys, we're back in Miami. So...
Welcome to Miami.
Yeah, but first China. I don't know a song about China, so I can't really...
There is some songs about China I can think of, but none that are repeatable on this podcast that will get us banned. I can't sing them.
Okay. On that bombshell. Bombs everywhere. I think we'll end it there. Thank you for tuning in. Straight to the Apex F1 podcast. Thank you, Andy. We love you. We appreciate you. It's been a while since we spoke. And maybe we should get you on very soon. That'd be good. But yeah, like, share, subscribe, CookieCast, all channels. Yeah. Good one, boys. We'll see you on the other side. Yeah. Goodbye.
Are you all sure. Right before we say bye? Are you dying? What's up?
Do we just stay on and just... Or do we just, like, shut it down and then...
I think it's the FIA. I think the FIA is like a carbon monoxide bomb in here.
We should just stop it, and then it's like a massive cliffhanger for the next episode. Is Tony still going to be alive?
Oh, I've missed a treat there. Yeah, could have ended it while I was choking to death live on a podcast. Our listener figures will have doubled to two.
I've done worse.
Yeah, they'd come to the next episode, find out it's still alive, and go, oh, right, okay, and turn it back off.
Never mind. Right, let's try again, Tony, without choking or dying live on the podcast.
See you all next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
So there we go. That's that. Done, dusted, the lot. Race gone. Race to come. Everything in between. Some would say the perfect podcast. I am one of those people. It's a podcast I love. I listen to it every week. Not because I have to, because I want to. And you listened too. And you know who else should be listening? Everybody. And the way that can happen is if you click the like button, share the podcast around, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review. And finally, check out the website, thecookiecast.com. There we've got social media links and an email button, and that way you can get in touch with these guys and say, hey, love the podcast, keep doing what you're doing, in fact, do it more. And there we go. That is it for this one. Till next time, I'm going to say bye, and I'll see you then.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to CookieCast.